Episode 1010, The Role Model of Possibility.
Moms, it's time to rediscover, rejuvenate, and renew who you are in mind, body, and spirit. Welcome to Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie, the show to help you do just that. Here's your host, certified life coach, personal trainer, and nutritionist, Christiane Wargo.
Staring at a stop sign, watching people drive by.
Happy day. I hope you're ready for an excellent week. It is Mindset Monday, and we want to get in tune with where God wants you to be. We're chatting about the role model of possibility. Where have you been living your life? Is it stuck under a rock? Maybe hiding in a turtle shell? Well, we're going to dive deeper. For those of you who are brand new to Create You Now, welcome to this incredible family. I'm so delighted of your presence. If you already haven't had the opportunity, you'll want to head on over to createyournow.com where you can learn more and sign up for the Kisses newsletter, the Keep It Simple Strategy Everyday Solutions to Live, Love, and Impact. Well, in order to wrap your head around what you think should come and see your vision through, you know, the last couple of weeks we've been talking about vision. So if you haven't listened to those Mindset Monday ones, go back to those. I will try to remember to reference those here in the show notes. I know one is, hold on, I'll tell you here in just a minute, episode 1003 and episode 996. Those are both how to step into your vision and vision in a world of good intentions, respectively. Okay, so I'll reference those, but you may want to go back and listen to those if you haven't already. Possibility is defined as a thing that may happen. Makes sense, of course. But if you are not in search of what may happen, how can you see the possibility? Yes, you can think yourself in circles, but pause for a moment and think of a time where you stopped yourself from going for something. Maybe it was in grade school and you wanted to try out for the play, but for some reason, the fear, the little butterflies in your stomach, you were too young to understand that that's normal. You didn't try out for the play. Maybe in high school, you were afraid to ask somebody out to prom. Maybe in college, it was a fear of, I'm not going to do that major because I just don't know if I get it. I don't know if I can handle it. I don't know if I've got what it takes. You didn't pierce the brick wall revealing the possibility, but stayed behind and stewed in the probability. This mindset keeps you trapped in the victim mindset. If you can't see it, you can't believe it. And we know that not to be true. I know, we got a double negative happen here. You have a dream that one day you will, what is that one thing that you will do one day? Or the two things, or the three things. What are your dreams? In order to see your vision come to fruition, the role model of possibility will open more doors to what may happen. So how can you begin to adopt this mindset? Here is the KISS, the Keep It Simple strategy. Live for possibility, not probability. I know that's a mouthful. You're sitting here going, okay, too many P's for a Monday. I mean, I may need to use the bathroom after I'm done. I know, I'll keep my day job. See, aren't you smiling? It's a Monday, so I had to lighten it up just a little bit. But live for possibility, not probability. We are trying to do things the way we want them to turn out. Did you hear that? We are trying to do things so we can turn it out the way we want to. I watch football, and I love it because it drives me crazy. When you're coming to the end of the game, and you've got a team that is just the 3 points ahead or maybe 2 points ahead because of a safety, however many points ahead. And they know they've got enough time on the clock that they got to keep the ball, but they're really playing what? Not to lose. They're not playing to win. They're playing not to lose. Like if we can just hold on to these points that we have right now and not let anything else happen with these points, then guess what? We're a winner. That's all probability. Not possibility. When you live out probability, you are being too calculated. Therefore, you are giving up on the possibilities because God doesn't work in your time zone. Chew on that one for a Monday morning, maybe Monday afternoon, or maybe you're listening to this on a Tuesday. Whatever day, listen. We try to make things so calculated, so precise. I'm part of lots of different groups on Facebook, private coaching, clients and all this stuff out there in the world, and I'm, you know, do things at church, and we have our groups in church, we have leadership things, okay, et cetera, et cetera. You get the picture. One thing that we try and do sometimes in these groups is to say, okay, this is the starting point and this is the ending point. Is there really a beginning and an end? Think about that question. We see it as such because on earth we see life is life and death is death. But are there some fine lines? Are there some gray lines? It's not black and white. When we're living out probability, we're trying to define things that this is yes and this is no. You're calculating things. But when you do that, you're shutting the door on God because he doesn't work in your time zone. You may want to say, well, this has got to happen now. And he may be saying, you're not ready yet. It may take another 20 years before you're ready to do what I have planned for you. And that can be really disturbing. Think about it. You know, you watch like The Voice on TV and you have these four chairs and their backs are turned to you. And all of a sudden you get this incredible voice that's singing. You can't see how he or she looks or how they're acting, if they're dancing, if they're peppy, or if they've got this horrible sad face. They know nothing. All they hear is their voice. And these four judges, or what we call coaches, are just listening with their ears to hear, do they have the it factor? Do they have what it takes? They're kind of taking out all the other things that we like to calculate. Do you really got the it factor? They're listening to the main factor, the voice. But sometimes nobody turns around. And then at the end of it, when the music's done, the chairs flip, and they say, oh, you know what? You really sounded good, but it's just not your time. God doesn't work in our time zone. But we try to put him in our time zone. I know you can think back immediately. There's something that just jumped in your head right now going, oh, yeah, that was really irritating too. I did not appreciate that at all. And maybe you're still a little irritated. That's human. That's okay. But if you want to live for possibility, not for probability, you got to break it down. Number one, be calculated. Number two, understand your thoughts. Number three, ready yourself. Simple. One, two, three. But let's break it down even more. Let's unpack it. Be calculated in your prayers, affirming your needs and wants. That changes it totally, doesn't it? It's not just doing what you want to do when you want to do it. Ask God what you desire or what you are in search of. Open the door for conversation. That brings up what? Relationship. That's what he's there for. No, I don't think you can convince God to be in your time zone, but I do believe he listens to you. And I do believe that he works with you, not against you. Some things can happen in a blink of a moment, and other things take years or an eternity. So be calculated in your prayers, affirming your needs and wants. Number two, understand your thoughts are not God's plans. Whoa. You do not always have the best plan. Ugh, dagnabbit, if you're a perfectionist, I just stepped on your toes, didn't I? I'm so sorry. And I hope that doesn't ruin your week, but it's an awakening moment here. Maybe it's an aha moment for you. Your thoughts are not always God's plans. What we think is right for us may not be right for what God has in store for you. Acting like a bully in your life only shuts down possibility. Listen to that. Are you acting like a bully to yourself in your own life, shutting down possibility? Could be through your negative attitude. It could be the things that you whisper under your breath when maybe your husband says something to you. And your way of keeping calm is kind of these snide remarks. Oh, well, yeah, I know. You always say I'll never, you know, amount to anything. Be honest here with yourself. Come on, we're real and raw here. If you want to grow, if you want to have a change mindset, you want a transformation, you got to be real. You got to understand your thoughts are not God's plans. Acting like a bully in your life only shuts down possibility. When you understand your thoughts are not God's plans, this keeps you grounded to God and your mind open to possibilities. Understand your thoughts. And number three, ready yourself. Ready yourself for the unexpected. Expect the unexpected. One of my favorite things that my dad said all the time, and he really just kind of really hit home with me all the time when it came to life. Expect the unexpected. The role model of possibility doesn't shut the doors on what has only been proven. On the contrary, it opens a wider door for the unexpected and unplanned, the heavenly blessings here on earth. The unexpected, they're blessings. And you're like, oh, no, they're not. What if I've experienced an unexpected death? That's hard to reason out. I get that. But that's our earthly logic trying to handle that. That's when you remove yourself and you truly have to look at it from God's perspective. The bird's eye view. It changes everything. The heavenly blessings here on earth. When you plan for the unexpected, it actually can be better than the expected. That doesn't mean we will understand it. And that's not what I said. Remember, I said, understand your thoughts. I didn't say understand God. There's a difference. So here, you ready yourself for the unexpected. That means you're what? In search of possibility. Now, this role model of possibility is a tough thing to chew on. I know. I get it. Seeing the glass half full and not half empty. Seeing the loss of a job is actually being a blessing. Seeing a door being slammed in your face, not just closed, but slammed, can actually be a blessing. But the crazy thing is we're sometimes too afraid, or our ego gets in the way that we just don't want to turn the corner just a couple more steps and see like, oh, I feel like we should have the, you know, that music playing all of a sudden like, ah, there it is. There's the big idea that I've been waiting for. When you trap yourself in probability, you're sitting yourself up and you're setting in what? Probability. But if you want possibility, possibility opens doors, floods of just goodness and blissfulness. You want happiness, right, in your life? Everybody wants happiness. Everybody wants to be loved. But if you're sitting here in the victim mindset, I'm never going to find love. Man, I never had it. Never had the first kiss till I was in college. I mean, seriously? It doesn't matter when you had your first kiss. Are you open to possibilities? Because when you're living in probability, well, it's too calculated. God cannot work through your probability because you're the one blocking the way. And you're saying, whoa, that's a pretty strong statement. You see that God can't work through it. Free will. This is tough. But we got to get real. If we want transformation, if we want change, if we want to be the butterfly, the beautiful butterfly, the monarch, whatever butterfly it is, whatever color you want to be, and if you want to be God's vessel and you want to touch the world that He is allowing you to come in contact with, your impact, live, love, and impact, you've got to be willing to what? Be the role model of possibility. Maybe you want help with this. Maybe you're totally confused and you're like, okay, Christiane, you just got to slow down here because this is a little heavy on a Monday and it's a little heavy for my mind. And I get it. I was actually having a discussion with my mom and my eldest daughter about this whole mindset thing. I was kind of reviewing some of my notes with them because, again, I make notes, but it's never guaranteed what might come out of my mouth when I'm on the mic. So I can talk to you. Because I really pray that God will work through me. It's not my words, it's His words. I tried to let, you know, I kind of have an outline. And then I just let Him lead the way. Sometimes I edit and sometimes I don't. But that's our problem. We try to edit. We try to calculate what we see in our life. Maybe you're tired of trying to calculate. You're exhausted. You don't know really where to turn. And the once in a blue moon is happening more than once in a blue moon. You're like, I'm just not getting anywhere. I need help. Click on the link, take AIM in the show notes. I have a free gift for you. It's a coaching call. No strings attached. It's a coaching call with me. Click on that link and that will begin our conversation. The role model of possibility. It is possible. Expect the unexpected. But you have to be willing to take those steps. You have to be willing to go a little bit further and what? Turn the corner and, oh, come on. You know exactly what it's like. Because you've had those aha moments where you're like, oh, if I just knew this was coming, man, I wouldn't have had to have been flustered for the last 2 years. I could have handled it. But the thing is if you could have handled it, God would have already given it. God knows best. When you are leading your life in possibility, you are walking by faith. Faith is trusting in what you don't know, living by what God knows. Go out, make it an incredible week. Live, love, and impact. I love you so very much. I cannot wait to see you on the other side. Blessings, hugs, and lots of love. We'll talk to you real soon. Bye-bye.
Feeling inspired, ready to train for life, and love your journey? Visit createyournow.com for more incredible resources to help you along the way. We'll see you next time on Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie. And remember, always be sure you consult your physician before beginning any health and fitness plan.